This is Gary.
This is Cole.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And this is the Aboleth.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Ooh, Gary, this thing is a thing of my nightmares. Actually.
It's really scary.
Yeah, it's a terrifying idea that you can be made into a slime slave.
Well, no, absolutely. So, like, one, what is the thing? It despises most land-dwelling creatures and seeks to enslave intelligent surface beings. Same. And then
I think it's a little bit of a Helga from Hey Arnold thing. They act like they despise it, but they want so many of them around, you know?
I'm just going to trust you on that one, young boy.
I'm just a baby.
you're just a baby, bless. I do not know your Hey Arnold references. All I know about Hey Arnold is a stupid haircut. Like, there's more to it though.
Well, that's a stupid shape of the head that contributes to that. You know, if you have a football shaped head, your hair is not going to lay it right.
You're not going to give like Chunk from the Goonies a nice coif.
No,
you know,
no.
It's just a quaff. It's just not going to work. Yeah. They're really scary because they make you slime slaves, but when they touch you, just that part of you becomes a like transparent membrane that you have to keep wet or it hurts. That's terrifying.
Yeah, no, you have to hire a mercenary named Ladle Larry just to dribble cool water over you.
Just to baste you.
Yep.
Baste me.
Dragon, baste me.
Yeah, baste me. So that's really scary. Then also is scary is that they exude a mucus that if you breathe it in, you can no longer breathe air.
Mm-hmm.
Ah,
so this sounds like, you know, some kind of terrifying transformation fetish story. And it's like, and I lived out the rest of my day. No, what it sounds like is like a Goosebumps choose your own adventure kind of thing.
Yeah, that is a Goosebumps choose your own adventure. And it's either an end to that or like Chuck Tingle's like Aboleth fuck slave.
Pounded in the ass by my own Aboleth. Breath slime. Yeah.
Pounded in the Aboleth by my own Aboleth.
Yeah. Well, really all it's doing is turning your outside into a mucus membrane. So theoretically Chuck Tingle should love this because you are all ass.
He does love mucus membranes.
Yeah. He's a big fan.
He's real into them. Another scary thing about these is they just look like fish. So to my mind, there's 20
foot
no
long
evidence
fish.
These things don't exist.
Yeah, but that's the thing. So in these illustrations on the monster manual, like you see them and they're in like, oh, it's a quarter of a page. They're 20 feet long. There's nothing, you know, they don't have a banana for scale, you know?
No, they should just have a single banana for scale on here. That'd be amazing. And a single banana for sale.
Yeah. You know, single bananas, that is a fool's game. But so is the bunch.
Yeah. Yeah. Buying bananas, you heard it here first. Like it is, don't. magical defenses slime.
Yeah, and they'll eat just about any organic matter, which is pretty good, but you can harvest them for potions of water breathing, potions of mandatory water breathing.
I love how their kids retain all of their knowledge that they have and that just continues. So like the current Aboleths know everything that every single Aboleth has ever known.
Mm-hmm. including the old old kind of like good Aboleth housekeeping, the good lair keeping kind of tip for getting rid of Aboleth slime, which is pouring wine or soap over it.
Is that hints from I'm trying to come up with a portmanteau for hints from Heloise, and I was trying to do halibut and Heloise and it just didn't work.
I don't know if like you're gonna halibut. Span that bridge.
Halibutwees. I was waffling between that and trying to say that I was an abolithionist.
An abolithionist.
Like an abolitionist, but for Aboleths.
Yeah.
I want these guys to be in plantations.
What?
So, like, well, I'm an anti-abolitionist for Aboleths.
I gotcha.
Like, if we could somehow harness that mucus.
Yeah, you know, I think that the Aboleth are natural leaders, and if we could harness that, just give them something good to put their attention to, they'd be just fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just an Aboleth community center.
Aboleth Enked 2016.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.